present Date with Fate with Harold Wing Panero.
Help the homeless, spare a few coppers for the little un, socialist worker. Good evening. I'm Harold Wing Panero. If I were to take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, ignoring the strange looks we'd be receiving, we might be hailed thus. Particularly on the Strand, an aptly named thoroughfare, considering the human flotsam and jetsam stranded on its stony shore. However, if you were to pass one particular doorway and deposit a few coins in the hat outstretched from within, the results might be somewhat surprising.
Oh, 50 pence. Thank you, that's very kind.
Don't mention it, you mumble as you move on swiftly.
Excuse me, where are you going?
I'm sorry, it's all the change I've got, you call over your shoulder.
Come back!
To your horror, he rises and begins to give chase. You speed up. His bedraggled appearance, however, belies his fleetness of foot.
Gotcha!
In a second, he has pounced, and his knees now pin your shoulders to the pavement. Help, you cry. Get off me. Help, constable.
Sorry to be rough, but some people do get away from me. So, that's 33. That's 17 pence change. There you are. Good job I caught you in time. Much obliged. Bye-bye, then.
And, with a cheery wave, the man we shall come to know as Vernon Hedges leaves you shaken as he returns to the doorway of number 3, the Strand. Eccentric? I should coco. But it was not always as you see him now. His story unfolds in this particular Date with Fate.
I let 6 buses go past my stop in the morning, and I subtract the number of each one from the crossword clue I'm working on at the Times.
Yeah, what about you then, Bernard? How do you get your lottery numbers?
I take the IQs of 6 of the dimwits queuing for a lottery ticket at 5:30 on Saturday when I'm trying to buy a paper. Trouble is, I know you need some numbers with more than one digit.
Oh, come on, Fern. It's a bit of fun.
Half the nation losing its mind once a week is fun.
And it could be you.
Yeah, he's right, Vern, old son. You could win. You're naturally lucky.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
for pity's sake.
You are, Vern. It's a fact.
You've got a lovely job. You've got a lovely wife.
Oh, not all this again. Look, I've said it before. Everything I get, I work damn hard for. There's no such thing as luck.
At statements such as these, ancient, supernatural and slightly leathery ears prick up and listen. The high-pitched babble of human discourse becomes of momentary interest to beings who live outside the shackles of time and who relish the taste of irony as we might a salty snack.
All right, Vern, you don't believe you're lucky. I'll prove it to you. Drink up.
All Arthur wanted was to demonstrate to his smug friend the existence of Fate's younger and more attractive alter ego, Lady Luck. But Fate wanted more than simple recognition, and events took a disturbing turn. At the local turf accountancy practice, Vernon won betting on a rank outsider, 3's a crowd, which ran the race of its life to come in at 33-1. At length, the pair found themselves in an emporium dedicated to games of chance, where Arthur gambled grimly on, unable to lose.
3 black. Monsieur wins again.
Damn. Damn.
Hey, Vernon.
It is Monsieur's lucky night, no?
No, just get on with it.
My God, Vern. That must be about 3 grand you've won there.
Place your bets, mesdames et messieurs.
Hello. Winnings are real high, isn't it? When Lady Lucky's running her stockinged foot up your inside leg.
I'm just experiencing a concentrated statistical anomaly, okay?
You're the talk of the table tonight. My name's Shelley.
Hello, I'm Arthur.
Vernon, isn't it?
What? Yes.
Monsieur, Fate follows you.
Oh, stop it. I know you're from Essex.
All right. No need to be like that. place your bets, ladies and gents.
Everything. On 3 black.
Oh, you're so decisive.
No, make it 5.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Come on. Oh, come on.
3 black.
Yes! Yes, you see! See, everyone, it's just random after all!
But Vernon, it was three! You moved your bet, you cheated!
I know, Arthur. I know.
Fate had offered Vernon choice of weapons, and foolishly Vernon had chosen roulette wheel and betting slip. It was as if he had elected to disprove the existence of Mike Tyson by stepping into the boxing ring and going 15 rounds with him. When he staggered home that night, dishevelled and disturbed, it wasn't difficult for his wife Dory to imagine that he had encountered that famous heavyweight. But still the question burned on his lips.
Dory, do you think I'm lucky?
What?
Do you think I'm lucky?
Yes, I suppose so.
Oh, God, not you too.
Well, you are, Vernon. I remember the time you found a kitten in the drainpipe when you thought you'd lost your taipan down the toilet.
That wasn't lucky.
Well, it was for the kitten. Look, let's go to bed. We'll talk about this in the morning.
That night in bed, Vernon tossed and turned as his unconscious mind attempted to piece together the day's events like a jigsaw.
You're naturally lucky.
You are, Vernon.
Vern, it could be you.
Winning's a real high, isn't it?
Three blacks, Monsieur wins again.
3:30 at Chepstow.
What a bit of one, and three is a crawl.
After about $3,000 you won there.
Everything on three black.
And make no mistake, the jigsaw was forming. But instead of some delightful kittens or constables the hayway, the image that formed was one that Jackson Pollock might have thought a bit of a mess. As Vernon's mind held this canvas of chaos at mental arm's length, a three-dimensional image began to emerge.
Three's a crown.
$3,000.
The 3:30.
And the image that now filled his mind's eye was of a single digit.
Three
black.
Three's a crown.
$3,000.
The 3:30.
$3,000.
Thank you. I think we've got the idea.
Dory, wake up. Dory, it's morning.
Well, only just, Vernon. What do you want?
Look. Look, this newspaper. The front page.
Government to privatise roundabout?
No, the date. The 3rd of March. The 3rd of the 3rd. Three black. It all fits. Three's a crowd. It isn't luck. It's a system. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Vernon, stop it!
Stop. Dory, this is just the beginning. I'll be in my study. I mustn't be disturbed. And x plus the square of negative x to the power of 3. No, wait. That's an imaginary number. Oh, yes, of course, yes. They're all around the set of real numbers. And that would make my personal imaginary number 3.
Throughout that night, and for much of the subsequent week, Vernon locked himself away with a copy of A Brief History of Time and something called the Chaos Theory Cookbook. He covered page after page with arcane equations, muttering urgently to himself, until one day...
Vernon, what are you talking about?
I know, Dory. I've only just grasped it myself. You see, scientists tell us there's an infinite number of universes. The multiverse, it's called. Well, somehow, I found the door to another universe and another me. A me who's slightly ahead of this me and can predict my future. And the key to that door is a number. And my multiversal imaginary number is x plus the square of negative x.
Negative x?
Yes, it works out as 3 in this universe. Trust me.
Vernon, we need to talk. I'm very worried about...
Dory, everything's fine. We've got the formula now. Trust me. I literally won't be able to fail.
Fate allowed herself a little chuckle as Vernon went forth to reveal to the waiting world his gut... his grand unified theory of threes. In his own mind, he had buried the very concept of luck 6 feet underground with a stake through its heart. In reality, he had covered several hundred post-it notes with meaningless fractions and badly drawn diagrams. And make no mistake, Vernon Hedges had by now removed his hand from the glove puppet of rational thought.
Vernon, step into my office a moment, will you?
Yes, Mr. Russell.
He was, to use a medical term, completely hatstand.
Now, do I detect a few changes to your working methods?
Improvements, yes, Mr. Wilson.
As a supervisor, I often like to see professionals showing initiative, giving the existing system a jolly good shake-up.
Exactly, and that's why...
But not in your case, Hedges.
Oh?
Because you're an air traffic controller.
Well, yes, I really...
What are you up to? I mean, you've shot down runway 4.
I didn't think we needed it.
You've had 15 planes circling in a holding pattern.
At 3,000 feet, yes.
They've been up there since lunchtime, Hedges.
Yes, well, I'm waiting.
Nine planes took off simultaneously.
At 0300 hours, yes.
Yes. Without any passengers.
It was crucial they leave on time.
Hedges. It's chaos out there. I'm afraid... I have no choice but to recommend disciplinary measures.
Yes, sir.
You may go.
By the way, I've diverted all international flights to Terminal 3. It's the nicest.
Get out, Hedges! You're fired!
Wrong, Mr. Wilson! I resign! I resign! Resign!
Without the inconvenience of having to hold down a regular job, Vernon's brain could apply itself fully to the task of being mad. He invested heavily in lottery tickets with numbers like 3, 9, 13, 23, 33, and 43. Bonus number 27, which of course couldn't possibly fail, as it was 3 to the third power. It failed. Vernon was in a tailspin that would have had air traffic control foaming the runway and drove his wife Dory to distraction.
Vernon, the neighbours are very upset. You told their little girl that she's 3. She's not. She's 7.5.
Finally, when Vernon announced he'd entrusted their savings to an investment broker he'd met in the 3 Crowns, Dory snapped.
I've had enough. I'm sorry.
But Dory...
Goodbye, Vernon.
And so we return to the present, to the doorway of number 3, the Strand, which today is mysteriously unoccupied. The mystery evaporates, however, as we lift our gaze to the roof of the building. For, silhouetted precariously against the sky, there stands a familiar figure.
Right. Number 3, the Strand. Got £3 in my pocket. Nearly 3 o'clock. Perfect. Goodbye, cruel world. Goodbye!
Vernon Hedges had paid a heavy price for his stubbornness. In return, fate had given him a lucky streak that Lady Godiva would have been proud of. Fate had pushed him to the brink of sanity and beyond. But she had punished him enough, and now she was to release him from this veil of tears. Or was she?
In a bizarre incident in central London today, a man leapt from an office block in the Strand. However, his fall was broken by a group of investment brokers, 3 of whom were killed instantly. The man was unheard and subsequently vanished. Finally, this week's winning lottery numbers are 3, 9, 13, 23, 33 and 43. The bonus number is 27.
I bid you adieu until we meet again for another Date with Fate.
The characters woven into Fate's tapestry this week were played by Philip Jackson, Michael Troughton, Toby Longworth and Tracy Wiles. Harold Wing Panero would like to extend a special thank you to Charles Gray. Date with Fate was written by Gary Parker and Phil Whelans and produced by Paul Schlesinger.